Saturday. This is Winning at Life. It is the weekly wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up, we're going to give you exactly what you want. What is coming up in this tax reform for 2018 that will affect your money? That's why you listen to the show. It makes you money, saves you money, shows you how to dance around that silly old IRS. And another, we're getting flooded with questions on tax reform because it's the end of the year. Required minimum distribution, so if you have a question on that, we're going to be hitting that one pretty hard today. And, you know, the cool kid in class right now, the hot topic is still virtual currencies, a.k.a. led by Bitcoin. I said Bitcoin. If you have a financial situation outside of those bounds, though, feel free to call in. We'll be more than happy to take a look at your situation and see what we can do for you. 504-260-0995. Oh, I should have checked that before the show. Bitcoin's down to 12 grand. Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah, of hitting a few weeks ago of 20 grand. Now the current price at this moment is $12,703 a coin. And a major correction below 20%. But what is the definition of a crash? This has lost like $8,000 in value. That's pretty catastrophic for those that were buying in at that 18, 19, 20, or they thought they were buying on the dip at 15, and now it's below 13, down almost 12% this morning.
Okay, so what's the 10% change from your high? That's a correction? Because there's one for 10 and one for 20, and I don't want to say it wrong.
So what's the one for 20?
I don't remember. I know. We've probably said it 1,000 times on this show.
Well, it's bear.
Okay. So yeah. So Bitcoin is in a bear market.
A bear market, but it's way off. It's way below 20% from its high.
It's past 30%.
So that would put it 18. Yeah, this is approaching 40.
That is painful stuff. However, that doesn't mean it's going to stay there forever, Gregory.
And what changed?
I don't know. I really.
It's when the markets got involved. Goldman Sachs is involved. You know, options are being traded on. And who do you think, or where do you think most of the bets were placed? Going up or going down?
Man, I would be scared to place a bet either way. I guess going down then, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, when you look at all, you know, and you've seen the talking heads on the business channels, and you know, from Buffett to Forbes to Gates to anybody else that you know, hedge fund managers, I could just start naming people, and what do they all say in unison? They're not touching it. They're staying away from it. They think it's worthless.
Well, some go so far as to say it's some sort of huckster scam. So what's the best way to catch a thief? Who do you hire? A thief. So if you want to know if Bitcoin's a huckster scam, who better to ask than Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah. He was on the other day saying the same thing, and that's what he called it, was a scam.
Right. Yesterday, Charles Payne is filling in on the Varney Show, and he has Jordan Belfort on as a guest.
He was on Varney a few days back as well.
This guy is fired up about the whole Bitcoin thing because this is so far up his alley. He here.
First of all, I don't think that you're correct in what you say. I disagree with that. I don't think the people.
But before we get into the nuts and bolts here, how cool would it be if they made a movie about you and Leonardo DiCaprio played you? Anyway, that was.
First of all, I don't think that you're correct in what you say. I disagree with that. I don't think that people are getting into it because they have a dislike for fiat currencies or they're scared of the governments. It's just typically not wanting to miss out right now on something that's going up. It's a bubble. It has nothing to do with the technical factors. The early people that were idealistic and were thinking about, you know, an alternative to money, they were on that train of thought, but not the people now who were driving it up. So.
That kind of makes sense. When we first started talking about it in 2013, that was a little libertarian, hyper-economist, digging around nerds like me that brought it up and were on the forefront. But now it's the cool thing to do, and people are rushing into it just because they see other people rushing into it.
That's the mania part, why we started referring to this phase I don't know, what did we switch to it, a month or two ago? But it was Bitcoin mania is what it is. And it shows that acting just like the tulip, that it didn't matter. I'm in. And we're getting calls all the time. We weren't, you know, we started talking about this back in 2013 and have been covering it ever since. Not weekly or daily like now because of the mania, but we've been covering it quite a while. And, you know, once in a while we would have somebody ask about it, but we would talk about it occasionally. And maybe it was sometimes because of the rare caller, but we have kept up with it. We are in the know about how this works, and I've never been on board with it. And why? It's the fear of, I go and buy in, this thing tanks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy in, but it has tanked, which I've been saying for, what, 4 or 5 years now, that this thing is going to go the wrong way. But it's just coincidental that when the markets where you can do options and such, and now there's an ETF for it, and once that got involved, it's like changed things regarding that. And those that maybe the Winklevoss brothers, which they were on Wall Street Week with Maria a couple weeks ago, and I think on that, our follow-up show to that, I was clear on what I felt about them. And I don't think they were completely up front. And it's just body language and the wording that they used and some things that they wouldn't answer. But if they were holding a lot, they've probably sold. I heard talk of others that had quite a bit of holdings. But when it reached that high, they said, yeah, we're out at this point. You know, heck, if I'd put in, I don't know what the Winkles do, 115 million or something they said in.
They won't tell you how many Bitcoins they have.
They won't tell you, yeah. But they said something like they put in a whole bunch of money and now they're billionaires. Well, you're not anymore if you kept holding on to that stuff.
All right, here's Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street on Fox Business, talking about Bitcoin.
This idea of scarcity with Bitcoin is completely false, because what happens when you have something like cryptocurrencies, they all trade in one giant basket. So while there might be only 21 million Bitcoin, every time they create a new cryptocurrency, there's more cryptocurrency on the market. There's no limit to the amount of cryptocurrency. It's getting bigger every single day. There is no scarcity. There's no value. It's a bubble, and I promise you, and you're right, it could go to 50,000, it could go to 100,000, but I'm certain that at the end of the day, it will end up close to zero.
Now, he's right. The whole scarcity thing doesn't really matter because you can buy fractional. There is no limit to how many Bitcoins you can go out there and throw 100 bucks at, because it just grows and you buy a smaller piece.
And that's part of what's pushed it up, is all the people going in and buying the smaller pieces and wanting that percentage of growth. And now I remember on the Varney, they had somebody, you know, of course, Belfort is calling Bitcoin a scam. And then they had another fella on that was calling it a great way to make money, and it's going to go to $100,000. And his response to Belfort was, he's a crook. You know, he started saying that stuff about Belfort. So, and why are we listening to him? This is where it's going to go. So I thought that was real interesting, the back and forth. And
well,
stabbed his credibility to begin with.
All right, here's another clip.
Let me put it this way. So what you're confusing here is Bitcoin versus blockchain technology. Number one, I don't think Bitcoin itself is a scam. That's not the problem. The problem is that by its very nature, it attracts people in there that are manipulating it. It's set up to be manipulated. It's a massive viral campaign going around the world right now with people who know nothing, like your son, probably a smart kid. He has not been through all the bubbles. He doesn't know what's going on. Listen, I broke some laws, and I'm going to tell you this is exactly what is going on right now in Bitcoin, in this cryptocurrencies. People are essentially taking these basically worthless instruments and pumping them up with the story that it's the next great thing. This is never going to be a mainstream currency. It's not going to be. There's too many problems with Bitcoin. Well, also, one day there will be, by the way, there will be a blockchain currency. It'll be, I'm sure, sponsored by the governments and be approved. You think the U.S. government is going to allow there to be some just freedom of currency out there that could, you know, massive money laundering,
I don't
lose
disagree.
All the control?
Jordan,
it won't happen.
He nailed it. I think he absolutely nailed it.
regulation?
Well, look, to go back to the evolution of Bitcoin, we predicted that this thing will have to settle down somewhere and not take off if it's ever to be an actual currency. This, the whole idea that value going up constantly means it's
never,
not a currency.
Never going to be a currency. It never will. Now, you've got Wall Street involved in it, huge volatility, but I just don't see that going away where it moves and act like a currency and is measured against other baskets of currencies. That for it to be a currency, it has to kind of act and be able to walk among other currencies and have governments on board, and the IRS is going to be involved, and we already talked about that a few weeks back. Is now, you know, this IRS got involved in wanting the information of those making money on it, and that's when it went up from what, $120 to $600 a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's moved from there to as high as 20,000. So, you know, IRS is going to be all over it. And so I still think it acts and is going to be taxed and treated like more like a collectible than anything else.
You're seeing the stories get a little hyperventilating, though. Someone's selling a townhouse. I think it was in Miami. Dwayne Stein sent me the article. You got to pay 18 Bitcoin for it. Which is interesting because that means over the course of the last week, the price of that house got cut by about 40%.
Yeah, so see, they're under the assumption and the belief that this thing's just going to keep going up. So, yeah, you would want to sell it in something that's going to escalate in price. But this turns out if somebody did pull the trigger on that, they got pretty good value for their money.
On the 18? Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, the guy. Well, not necessarily that.
If they do it today.
Well, you know, when. Okay, let's look at the math. So they paid 18, and that's what it was worth. And maybe, let's say they escalated profits. So they had a lot of profits that was going to go away. They didn't know it, and it turns out it did. It depends on where they bought in at on Bitcoin. I would say the buyer probably made out good, the seller is in a bind.
504-260-0995. If you have any questions, I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Consider purchasing a gift certificate to a JPAS performance. Give the gift of a beautiful, heartwarming experience in the theater, the arts, live theater, through the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Please do so by calling 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You're looking for a little bit of help, maybe about that variable annuity, that A-share mutual fund, that K-1. You can go to the website, GregoryRicks.com. You can use the app to connect with us. Also, you can email Gregory@GregoryRicks.com, and one of my team will respond as well.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One family retiring in the first quarter of this year. He has $500,000 in assets, but he has some family issues going on, bills. He's needing to extract $100,000 from that account once he retires, and that's, once again, we know is a big taxable event. But then he's saying, hey, I need $30,000 a year in income from the remaining assets. I did the math for him in the first visit. He's going to be broke, best case, in 12 years. I can't fix that. And you don't need to pay me fees, and you don't need to take risk. Risk is not going to help you make that work. It's going to help you part from that money earlier.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the saddest trend right above the two-pie. Before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of the
Welcome Bronco. Back. This is Winning at Life, the weekly route. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Just want to mention to you, I have a day job, weekdays, run a financial firm, Gregory Ricks & Associates. We're money managers. We do planning, give financial advice, a lot of second opinions, and help you find where you are along the financial path. You know, are you on the way to reach that financial destination? That's part of what we help you with. If you would like some help during normal business hours during the week, you can give my office a call. It's 504-832-9200. Utilize the Winning at Life app or go to gregoryricks.com.
On my list of predictions here for 2018, I predict the first politician is going to be bribed with Bitcoin. That's going to be a 2018 first.
You mean it's going to be revealed that somebody in 2017 was bribed?
That may be it. It may happen in, I don't know, January
or March.
It
could have already happened.
Very true.
Or you're saying it's going to happen and it's going to come to life. Well, the problem with bribing them with it now is it's moved down even more. Now it's off 12.4% today at $12,638.75 a crypto coin.
So is this a buying point? Is buy the dips?
Oh, my gosh.
Did we learn nothing from the last segment?
You don't know that you've seen the bottom. It keeps moving down. You know, how could this? Do you have the history? Now that we've actually having this move down, you know, neighborhood of 40%.
Yeah, it's right at 40%.
Yeah. So neighborhood of 40% there, and where's your previous low on a decline like this? What do you have technically to judge on where this is going? What you've got to look for is to create some history to where you can find, okay, here is the bottom, how it moves up, pulls back again, then moves up. You know, are you going to get higher lows, or is there a bounce up and then another pullback? What I'm seeing is there is no support for it at this price level. You might think, oh, is this a buying opportunity, but you might be the only one as it continues to move down. So you're actually needing to see it move back up, and then where is support at that new high? And it's going to pull back again, and then is that low a higher low? You know, is there support at a higher level than it's currently at? Then you're looking for it to move back up, and will it break through that resistance of where it reached a high before? And if you're kind of doing any investment that moves around in price, that's actually what you're looking for, is where is this headed? And I don't see this as a buying opportunity. I see this as kind of why we've always give warning to it. We could never say buy in because we have no history, no support. And when it really comes down to it, let's see, where people talk about the U.S. dollar, the yuan, the yen. You know, we can just start naming currencies. The dinar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And what is the back support of them? It is each country's currency's ability to generate revenue in an economy. And that's tax revenue to support that currency and pay the bills and pay off the notes. And so you said, well, there isn't any other, like the U.S. dollar, full faith and credit of the United States. And who is the United States? All of the taxpayers is what it really comes down to. So, well, what about the gold? No, it's not tied to gold. Is it tied to copper? No, it's not tied to copper. Does it pay a dividend? No, it doesn't pay a dividend. Oh, it's a fiat. Well, that's exactly what Bitcoin is. So what is that support? I don't know of it.
You want to have some fun with that viral video?
Yeah.
I love this this ginger guy. He does a lot of these just ultra-dry sarcasm videos where he breaks down something that's popular.
Every conversation I have, I'm telling people to buy Bitcoin. And when I'm not doing that, I'm professing my Bitcoin prophecies on social media. Being a Bitcoin advocate is like the veganism of the financial world. You'll find out where I stand on the matter within 11 seconds of meeting me.
So true.
And you'll find yourself being appropriately belittled if you don't feel the same way about it.
Even truer. Veganism of the financial world.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're probably okay. And you're thinking, well, it has stopped going up. It's on the way down, but they're probably calling it, oh, this is just short term. This is a buying opportunity. You know, if you want to stay in that world, and oh, that excitement is like you brought. Is this a buying opportunity? Now they'll shift to, is it going up? Because that has worked for the likes of this fella that it does not go up, so it makes them look like a genius, and everybody's wanting in on that party.
Now, here it kind of sounds like he knows what he's talking about. It just makes you wonder why he's in it.
Let me explain how Bitcoin works. People worry when there's no gold behind money, but you don't have to worry about that with Bitcoin, because not only is there no gold behind it, there's no anything else behind it either. So technically, it's nothing. But because the good-hearted, anonymous people behind Bitcoin release only a limited amount of this nothing, it's worth something. Scarcity is what makes anything valuable. So with Bitcoin, scarcity is what makes nothing valuable as well.
Well, Belford had a good point that we played a few minutes ago, that it really isn't scarce.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of double-edged, because you can buy fractional. You don't have to buy the whole coin, so you buy fractional, so that lets a lot more people get in. You know, it's kind of like Warren Buffett stock, you know, is that ridiculous giant price. Or no, let's go back to Earth. Amazon, you know, mm-hmm. Call it $1,200 a share. Can you have some extra money to buy a share?
No, just buy one.
Can you buy part of a share? No,
no,
you can't. So, but that's what helps Bitcoin is, now you can buy fractional. Even though it's limited, it also is not. Go ahead.
All right, this is what I imagine you hear in your head every time someone brings this up to you.
Now with Bitcoin, I'm all of a sudden the most qualified financial advisor I know. My strong history of no track record and wealth accumulation has given me the experience I need to recognize a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get rich the easy way by investing in Bitcoin.
His no track record?
Yeah, no track record of wealth accumulation whatsoever.
There's a rule in the investment world you can bank on with Bitcoin. What goes up never comes down.
Yikes.
In the history of Bitcoin, it's never crashed, so it never will.
Yeah, that's optimism right there. Look, and we got Kenny over here in the Periscope room, and he's singing the praises. Bitcoin's the future. You know, you can mine it too, all that good stuff.
Trying to convince everyone around me to buy Bitcoin also makes me feel more justified in my decision to buy it. I do a lot of Bitcoin shaming. That's when I go on Facebook and post things like, if you would have bought Bitcoin last week, like I said, you would have doubled your money by now. Teaches my friends a painful lesson for not listening to me. I mean, How stupid are they? They deserve to know. And I enjoy telling them through passive-aggressive statements about Bitcoin's progress that has nothing to do with its upward trajectory and everything to do with me feeling better about myself by shaming them.
Yes. Periscope Room, are any of y'all feeling like you're one of the shamers over there? Did that hit home? Did that hit you right in the chest? Not all of you. Mainly just pointing at Kenny today. I want to pick on him.
So being it's down 40% area, it's still the future?
See, the weird thing is, this is exactly what we went through in 2013, where I bought in one day and it dropped within a week. Remember, I bought in at 133 and it dropped to 100?
And what did you buy in at last week?
This is May 4th. 2013.
And what did you buy in at last week, James?
I don't know.
Look, James, tell them the story. What did you do?
So I've invested an imaginary 10 grand in Bitcoin. It's a virtual currency.
And here's my point is you bought in at $130 and some change last Saturday with your $10,000. And if you're expecting to use your Bitcoin to buy that HP drive, you're going to need more of them. Now, because your price per Bitcoin is $103.42.
Wow.
Ouch.
That's a pretty big drop.
Yeah. I got cleaned out a little bit in my experiment, but that was 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago now. Maybe this is another one of those. But eventually, it's going to stop going back up. That's the prediction. I'm sticking with that one because I'm leaning toward Jordan
goes
Belfort.
Back, you need some track record to find a place to buy if you're willing to go that. It could bounce up and go down much more. Kind of go look at the S&P 500 or Dow of 1929 and see how that looks in that few year range. Here, let's speak about this point. Definition of a crash. This is Investopedia. A sudden and significant decline in the value of a market. A crash is most often associated with an inflated stock market. Causes for a crash may include an economic bubble in which securities or other investments are trading at prices far above their intrinsic value. This doesn't have an intrinsic value. Or highly leveraged market in which debt is used to finance further investment. Crashes are distinguishable from a bear market by their rapid decline in a number of days rather than a decline over a longer period of time.
I got to stop you there. 504-260-0995. If you have any questions, call Gregory. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Worry about money. James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I have a first mortgage. I have an $81,000 line of credit. What would you suggest for me to do?
We'll talk and I'll walk you through everything and show you what your options are and really make you feel comfortable and let you hold on to that retirement, Miss Nancy. I don't want you to be using up all your money to live in a free and clear house. Then you're strapped. You're poor. You're eating ramen noodles. I want you to live in your house and be able to eat steak.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein. This Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
On business travel, make sure to keep a diary of your appointments for the business travel. That ensures your deduction if the IRS were to come in.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative of Global Financial Private Capital. Summon the Total Wealth Authority, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
And I don't know why it all takes me downtown. Like you got anywhere better to be. Chalk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. I'm only counting.
Changes are coming. You know, they passed a tax law. That's going to affect you next year. How are your investments aligned for next year? Do you know where you are on the path? I'll give you a phone number to call. You can leave a message right now for help next week. 504-832-9200. It's my firm, Gregory Ricks and Associates. You can go to gregoryricks.com or you can download the coolest thing, the Winning at Life app, and that's a resource there for you to connect to the firm. But a great thing about the Winning at Life app, it connects you to this show, Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. We do this every Saturday at 10, weeknights at 7. Just go to your app store and type in Winning at Life. If you can't remember that, which I'm sure you will, others, type in Gregory Ricks. It'll get you to the same app and download that. You can text the show, email the show, call the show, as well as a lot of other great information that's in that app as well.
Yeah, it connects you to our Total Wealth Authority. So when we talked to our CPA, Jude Heath, up at noon about the tax reform, man, you want some more Jude Heath in your world? You can find him through the app. If you want to call the show and you didn't hear the number, on the front screen it says call. Boom. It's that easy.
You're just push a button. Not button, but you know how
smartphones
work. It's
good enough. Look, it's almost 2018. You don't have to dial numbers anymore. We're way past
just
that.
Touch the screen.
And think about how rarely you actually dial a number, because even if I'm calling someone in my phone, I'll say, sometimes I just do the call, you know, the wife, or I'll say call
Gregory.
I've got
a point there, but hey, get in line, call the show, 504-260-0995 if you have a financial situation, unsure what to do. But go back thinking about the day in the phone, basically, you know, after Alexander Graham Bell invented it, and his phone was at the boathouse because he didn't like it ringing at the house. But you had to go, it was basically party lines, and then you had to go through a switchboard and connect. I have no idea how long that took, but it took, I'm sure, a few minutes at least. Then we reached a point where we could dial that rotary dial, and you did use that some point growing up, didn't you?
I've seen them, yes.
You've never used them.
Well,
I've used them.
Maybe at grandma's house or something.
Yeah, you know, I've used them. And then all of a sudden, now we've got the buttons that you can just dial the number.
Right, the touch tone.
And most of the time it was without the error code, so we had just dial seven numbers.
Yeah.
Instead of 10. But when you got used to doing that, and then you had to deal with a rotary phone, especially what if it had like two or three zeros in the phone number? You're like, oh my gosh, this is take forever.
Yeah. I might as well just write him a letter. Like we do that anymore.
And then there is no rotary as a touch buttons. And then we were using the cell phones also with the touch button. Remember the 5-pound phones when they first came
out?
Yeah,
the Fresh Prince had like that Acme brick with an antenna is what it looked like.
Yeah, so you had the touch buttons on that, no rotary. But now, 10 years ago, the iPhone was invented, and that eliminated the touch. I still use it at times, but majority of the time, we're just touching a name or an icon or something on your phone, and there is no dialing whatsoever.
Oh, okay, but we're past that now, too, because it's more like call Gregory Ricks. I'm not even touching it, so.
Calling Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, your phone's about to ring.
Yeah, so now we don't even have to touch a button. You just give it instructions. Guess one thing, one day it'll be connected. You'll have a little chip put back of your neck, and you'll just think it'll happen.
Yeah, right?
You know, it's just crazy how technology has moved, especially when I was thinking about the iPhone yesterday. You know, it's been around for 10 years, and I remember I had just picked up one of those Blackberries. And then I go to a conference. Michael Reese is showing me this new iPhone he's got. And I'm like aggravated at mine. It had the QWERTY board and everything was working except the voice part. I was having trouble. Like, I can't hear you. Well, this phone isn't working right. And I had 6 months in, I bailed and switched to the iPhone. And this isn't a plug for it. It's just I like it and it works for me. And that's what I've used ever since. I know you've got a few check phones and Android and iPhone. I don't know how many phones you have that you're fooling with, but it's all cool. They all have similar technology.
Yeah, and only one of them actually makes phone calls. I have five that have been in the rotation on this show, and only one of them can you actually... It's a phone. The other four are phones, but they don't make calls. They do everything else but make a call.
Stacy's dad... came over and her mom and dad came over and stayed with us. And finally, I think it was a year ago, she got them hooked up with the iPhones. And actually now her mom just figured out how to Google. And of course, she's all over Facebook. She likes commenting on it, everything and anything on it. And I think we might have her dad to where he might respond to a text now. But he still has the old flip phone.
Oh, the clamshell, huh?
Yeah, the clamshell. Cool. And he asked me, he said, well, you know, I went to the phone store and tried to get, you know, because in the past I could go and buy one flip phone and get one free. He says, I can't get any now. So he's still stuck with his old flip phone, but he's thinking like, yeah, those should be able to get. They're easy to work. And
well, I got news for you, pal. You can't get any VCRs either. You can't go rent a movie at Blockbuster if you wanted.
What? I can't get a VCR?
Do they? What about Blackberries? Is that even a phone that's on the market? Do they still have the QWERTY keyboard Blackberry?
I don't know where they are on phone, but they are getting into some new pretty cool technology that we'll probably talk about soon. Yeah, they had to go somewhere else. They were, you know, left in somebody's dust regarding phones, mm-hmm. and never caught up. But you know, you've got to figure out if you want to be all that, is you've got to get out front and work really hard to stay out front and to be able to adapt and adjust and have a vision for what's coming. That would be in the phone industry, and you know what? That's in the financial services industry or being a financial advisor. And you know, that's how I think, and always trying to see where are things going, how do we stay up front, how do we get involved in the newest technology and provide better service and information, and how do we, here's the bigger thing, is how do we sort through all this data and information and get to the clients what they need to know. That's the challenge out there.
The app certainly helps that.
Yes.
And we've made the joke before, if I showed up tomorrow with the time machine and said, Gregory, you can go back to any time in history, you just got to stay there.
And
would,
I
you
believe,
go back, would you go back
I'm
before
a time
cell
travel
phones?
Guy, not meaning I time travel, but thinking that. And I think that, and we're going to Albert Einstein, you know, one of the smartest guys ever to have lived. And in his theories, that's the problem. Going forward's problematic. Going back is easier. But once you go back, you are there. So your point here...
I wouldn't want to go back before smartphones. I don't want to go back to that life to where if you're driving somewhere and you get lost, you got to pull over and ask for directions. Or if you're in the middle of nowhere, you just have to abort the whole mission and come home.
Well, you know, when we started working together on the show almost 8 years ago, smartphones were still kind of a new thing.
Yep.
There. And you had a different point that I'm not when because we've had this talk before. Now it's I don't want to go back before smartphones, but back then when we started working together, you had another point in time that you didn't want to go back before.
What, air conditioning?
Yeah, that was probably it, because there's other things we dislike more and we wouldn't want to go back to those times there. But air conditioning's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and look, that I'm a little more resolute about that in August than I am in December 30th.
Yeah, we don't need it right now, but in August, you're like, how do you live here?
Well, in the financial world, would you like to go back in time before ETFs when everything was still mutual funds? Because that's sort of the closest metaphor you have is the phone evolution, the mutual funds basically evolving into ETFs.
It's almost to the point. Here's where I'm at. I would not want to go back before the mainstream internet, not the beginning. Well, if I can go back with what I know now, yeah, I'd go back to early in the internet. But so I'm willing to go further back in time than you are, but I don't want to go back before the internet.
56K modems, that you could live in that world again?
I would be part of help speeding it up.
There you go. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. It's like, oh, I'm going to drop
but
a couple bucks on Apple.
But that progression was really fast when you think about it.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up in 2018. I have another prediction, and we have some things you can do to get your financial world in order. If you have any comments or questions, 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Merry Christmas. This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Are you looking for that last-minute gift? Why not give the gift of culture? Why not give the gift of a memorable performance? The Hunchback of Notre Dame makes its Louisiana premiere in March at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Catch me if you can. Or what about the beautiful ballet, Alice in Wonderland? Give the gift of great memories. 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org. Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Your money is reaching its most important phase of your life. It's the distribution phase, and we've got to make sure this money lasts from now on. It's about the return of your money more so than the return on your money.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I got a 1099 from my old employer's fiduciary because I did a 401k rollover. Now what?
When you're moving money from your old job, which is the old 401k, and you're wanting to move it either to the new plan or to an IRA, it needs to leave that qualified plan or the 401k and go directly to the IRA account. It doesn't need to go through your hands, meaning if they make make a distribution and the check goes to you, you're going to be taxed. They're going to do withholding. If it goes directly from plan to plan, you're going to get a 1099, but it is a non-taxable event.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. Give us a call. Participate in the show. It is live financial talk radio. 504-260-0995. Do you have a prediction for next year? James does.
Yeah, a politician will be bribed with Bitcoin, or it will be learned. It may have already happened. I have another prediction, though. This I'm going way out on a limb here. I think the market's going to make 25,000.
Well, it didn't yesterday. Actually, it sold off by about 0.5% kind of across the markets in that area. So, but that's something to shoot for next year. Will it go to 26,000?
Absolutely. The question is, will it go to 30? Because it almost did 7,000.
That's got to be, that's a 20% leap, isn't it?
And that's what we've had since the election.
So will it do that back-to-back years?
It's tough.
It has to do with earnings, GDP, and jobs. Now, you're saying, well, what? The unemployment rate's going to drop lower? Maybe not much more, but what you're now going to see, are we getting wage growth out of this? Are we getting some inflation? Are interest rates going to move up at a pace that works? And are we going to get to 4% GDP next year? I think we get close to it. I don't know that we see 30,000 next year, but that's quite an escalation if we do.
I think that we're going to surpass 4% growth, and we may even have a quarter that's closer to 5%. 4% sounds, I don't want to say it sounds like a done deal, but it almost sounds like a median projection or something kind of in the middle of where everyone's shooting at right now, because we just did 3% the last two quarters, maybe even three quarters before the tax reform.
We'll look at the market this way. And I can't necessarily disagree, but we are optimistic and it's actually happening faster. But I think that could indeed happen because of the tax reform that mainly reworks the corporate world, big companies. Are we going to, well, get back to this when we kind of look at the market, how has it reacted with the passage of the bill and then it moves into the low volume period of the Christmas break to New Year's break and everything kind of gets back to normalized world next week, but we've actually seen the market move backwards. So that kind of tells us, and we will confirm it next week, is the bill passage was already priced in. We didn't have the market just move up several percentage points after it. So it also, you kind of take a breath and hold it for a moment, like, wow, if that bill hadn't have been passed, if it had just hit a dead end, what you think this market would have done?
Yeah, there would have been a lurch down.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, definitely. I would have think it would have at least been a 10% movement down on that. So with that said, we're needing other positive things to happen going forward that's going to create growth, create earnings growth, create GDP growth once again for this market to move forward. And I think that's a real possibility because companies are going to have more money to spend, whether they're buying back shares, buying more equipment, expanding factories, moving factories back, hiring more people, which creates more income and then tax revenue as well. So I think there's a great chance for having another really good year.
But you don't want to. Do you want to have a prediction on where the market's going to be? I'm saying 30K. 30,000 in the Dow. That's what we will revisit this next year and see how right.
I'll throw a number out there. 28.5.
All right, I'm writing it down. This will be in the
and this
the
is
archives.
Where you think it'll be. We'll just call it December of next year.
Yeah, end of the year.
Yeah,
that'll work. Hey, Jude,
do we have a GDP number where you'll think it'll be?
Oh,
for
the year, I'm guessing 4.6%.
I'm gonna go 4.15.
Hey, that's higher than I thought you'd say.
Oh, I think we can get to 4 next year by year end.
Well, see, what I also see going on is not just America.
It has so much to do with the tax bill.
It does,
and growth,
but. Yeah. America's not just getting its stuff together. They're starting to crawl out of their malaise across whatever various pond in whatever direction you're going. You know, you're seeing Japan starting to creep out of their slowdown. And believe it or not, Europe had two recessions in our latest little run here that we missed. And they have a lot of room to grow, and that's all going to help. But you have constantly third world countries coming online. I don't know if that's the best term for it, but when you see that 20, 30 years ago, two-thirds of the planet lived on a dollar a day, now it's down to one-third. Well, one-third of the planet is now, they have jobs. They're sewing together jeans or something. They're at the bottom level, but we're going to see that continue, and that's going to push everybody up.
Another prediction, North Korea gives up nuclear weapons and starts building factories to make everybody's widgets.
No way!
That would be a brilliant move for them.
You can't do that though, because then he loses all his power. How does he stay?
No, then he figures out what's the real power, and it's money. Look at what a player China is.
Did you see the satellite images of China sneaking them oil?
Yeah,
those punks. They just lie to your face, don't they?
Yeah, and that's a delicate situation, because what do you do? They make most of our widgets when you think about it. And they don't want to get into a battle with us, because that would really hurt their economy as well. So this does come down to money, or if something's going to be done and he doesn't cave and quit the nukes and start building factories to build widgets is, I think... China has something to do with him dying next year.
Ooh. Whoa, that's you threw a bold one out there. Venezuela will collapse, will be replaced by what starts off as a market economy, and their oil production gets revved right back up. And look, before all this fun little experiment with red socialism, Hugo Chavez, that was literally the most prosperous Latin American country.
They have to go to some sort of version of democracy / business mixed in with the socialism. You know, I don't know they completely get away from that, but they got to bring business back and let business do business, and business to have the trust that you're not going to steal it from them, you know, kind of. Russia, China, like some sort of balance, you know, like Russia, they have a president. He just will always be reelected. One of his opponents, did you read where he was?
I did. He's barred from running.
He can't run. He has some fraud in his background.
Yeah, he's so disqualified.
Disqualified.
That's convenient.
Isn't that kind of what happens every
5 years?
I think when it's they 5 years is yeah. What I think it is. But yeah, every time the key opponent dies or, oh, he's disqualified.
I think Putin was still winning like 70-30 in the polls, but he just doesn't want it to be that close. And I tell you what's hilarious with the whole Russian leadership thing is, you know, Putin got term limited out and they put Medvedev in there for one term. And everyone knew Putin was still running the show. And then he came back and was president again. It's like, who are we kidding? Just
but there's no term
president.
Limits anymore for him. That went away.
They're still there, but he's still there. So it's the weirdest thing.
Nobody's gonna push him out.
Hey, one of my goals and objectives in 2018 is to work the tax system better. And we've been talking with Jude Heath on a regular basis. He's going to be on at noon to go over this a little bit more. Do you remember the name of the app that he's told me to download to track all my mileage? Because I just saw a commercial for it yesterday on Fox Business. It is Mile IQ. And holy smokes, Jude's been talking about this for over a year. I guess 2 years, really. And they have a commercial for it now. So he was, not only did, you know, was he on and getting the app, he got the right app, the one that beat out all the other ones and survived and took up enough market share that now it's being advertised nationally on cable TV. So I'm pretty pumped about that. That's sort of, I don't know, a little bit of validity there for Jude's suggestion to get Mile IQ.
Yeah, it's listed as a mileage log. I just typed it in. So if you're jumping over there to do that, download the Winning at Life app as well. So I'm going to get it and take a look at it.
Another thing I want to do in 2018 better than I did in 2017 is save. You know, I've had the emergency fund, and I've had to dip into it so many times this year. I had to dip into it again for all the Christmas stuff. So it went from $4,000, now it's about $3,000.
You don't have enough emergency savings.
I don't. I wanted to get it to $5,000, and I had it to $5,000. Then it got spent down to $4,000, and I was kind of recovering some of that.
New goal, 10.
10?
10K.
All right, so I need to do that in the Mile IQ. We will check on the New Year's resolutions we had to build financial wealth that we did about a year ago. If you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995, and how tax reform affects your wallet next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Live from the Gregory Ricks & Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. Happy Saturday. Even though it's probably chilly across the country this weekend, still a great Saturday. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. It's our Saturday version of the show because we do a weeknight version at 7 every evening. Live Financial Talk Radio. Welcome. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Still coming up, we got to talk about how the tax reform affects your wallet. Things you need to do. You know, we were talking about some things you need to get done before the end of the year, but you know, I think that ship may have sailed for a lot of these issues.
Oh, required minimum distribution.
Is it too late?
Yeah, I can tell you about a story happened yesterday regarding that.
All right, financial situations, bring them on. 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995, or you can just get the Winning at Life app and you'll touch call. And it's a one-touch process. Or you can send us a text message on the app. There's a whole lot of options. Oh, Gregory, you know what? Something that a prediction I was going to make, but then I changed my mind, so I took it off the list.
But now you're going to talk about it?
Well, just because it's close, and I'm not so sure about it. It's a bold prediction, but the last original stock from the first Dow Jones was going to leave the market this year.
And that is GE.
Yes.
And having a really rough 2017. So can it pull it out?
I think it'll live for another year.
I guess that's a hard one to let go. The remaining original one.
But they still do so much, and so much of what they do is still profitable. You know, they're not competing with a whole lot of people on making train engines or airplane engines. You know, they make a lot of these huge things that we don't see on the retail
them
side.
Them and Rolls-Royce, I believe, are the dominant players in jet engines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, GE makes turbines.
Yes. Yeah.
I hear maybe the city of New Orleans might want some of those turbines.
Do you need them?
To generate electricity. move water.
Jeez, don't get me started on that. That was the worst part of 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because when people gripe about crime, it's like, oh yeah, sure, someone could come take my TV, but if we flood, I lose everything. That's way worse. I'd rather be robbed than flooded, wouldn't you?
And then nobody would steal that.
No, well, no.
That solves that problem. Just get everything wet and worthless. That will solve that. But, yeah, I wouldn't call it the end for it in 2018, but they do have to turn things around and stay relevant. And that's part of what the Dow represents is relevant companies and what's going on now. So that'll be interesting to see.
Now, I want to hear your RMD story, because that's something we were going to talk about anyway. I didn't know there was a story involved.
Well, back to one point about GE, I think they continue forward in the Dow 30. I don't think like, oh, they're going to get pulled out in 2019. I think they do get their act together and turn it around.
Yeah, that's why I withdrew the prediction.
So
but
you
it was
feel
close.
That way, too.
It's close, though.
Back when they slashed their dividend and the stock really tanked? Yeah, that was, are they going to make it? I realize I got something going on the screen up here. Okay, so back to required minimum distributions. We had a straggler out there. You know, usually we like all clients to have it solved by December 1st is kind of always the goal. And we start really focusing in on those that don't have a plan for required minimum distributions, that they all, that when I mean a plan, that you already have the distribution set up to automatically happen a certain month of the year, or that you may have set it up and now it is being taken monthly. So we have a number of those that are cycling to monthly here at the beginning of the year that have just started taking RMDs for the first time in, say, 2017 or 2018, but get them cycled to automated. And if they're wanting to do lump sum, get that in an automated mode to where it's going to happen at this point during the year. But then there's sometimes there's a straggler, and this one had a inherited IRA account, and the RMD was not taken. They were not sure what they wanted to do, when they want to take it, how they want to take it. And then they said, well, take and shift it to the non-qualified account, meaning an after-tax dollar account. And there was a titling problem, and our brokerage firm, Fidelity Investments, would not, they basically disqualified the move. So then we tried to do it for them, and they said, no, in this case, because of this situation, the client needs to make the request. So we were communicating with the client to come by and sign documents, and then we couldn't reach her. She didn't show up when she said she would. And so finally she was reached, and it was a and she wasn't going to make it by the office. And it turns out that we had to give her instructions to call Fidelity and instruct them to make the transaction. And she, and this was about 2:30 Central Time, so 30 minutes left in the market day. So it had to happen before 3 o'clock.
You mean yesterday?
Yes, this is yesterday.
Wow.
Yes, and she said she would do the call right now because her, let's say her RMD was going to be $5,000, and if it didn't happen yesterday, it meant she still owed it come January. Plus a 50% penalty, which would have been $2,500. So instead of getting $5,000, that is a taxable distribution. She's still got to take the $5,000 plus
pay
give
the
Uncle Sam
on
an additional $2,500.
And that
above
five,
the taxes.
Yikes. All right. So
that's why you don't play around with this.
Did you follow up and make sure it got done?
Yep.
Okay. You're probably going to have to do that to me about the time I roll around to 70 and a half or so. You got to stay on me. I'm a very disorganized fellow.
You'll be automated.
Good, because, man, if I put it in my phone, I can remember it. If not, it may as well not have happened.
Inherited IRAs, though. You know, there was...
But if you don't have your phone around you, how's that helping you?
It doesn't. It doesn't. No, I screw things up all the time. There was the blog
post. See where
post.
I'm going with that.
I know. Okay. I know. It hurts, too. Ouch. October 19th, 2017, there was a posting in the blog at GregoryRicks.com where it runs down the inherited IRAs. When do RMDs begin? Sounds kind of complicated, but there's really just three rules here. The year of death RMD, right? If the owner of the IRA hasn't made his RMD the year he dies, there has to be one paid to the beneficiary by December 31st.
But right. The year of death, the IRA owner prior to death, has that RMD still has to be taken during that year. And, of course, that distribution goes to the beneficiary in that case.
Can't be done today or tomorrow, though, huh?
No.
Okay. RMDs begin in the year after death for the new IRA owner. That one's kind of self-explanatory. But here's an interesting one that we haven't brought up in a while. RMDs can be deferred until age 70 and a half. And that is a spousal-only rule? Is that what that one is?
Yes, an IRA and then inherited IRA can be converted to a spousal IRA. And let's say the original IRA owner was 70 and a half. So they'd have to take their RMD for that year, but it can be converted to the spousal IRA. And let's say the spouse was age 65. If she didn't want to take distributions, she didn't have to because now she's moved it to her account, which is the spousal exception. A spouse can do this. A non-spousal beneficiary cannot. So it'd be a third person outside the family or kids is a non-spousal beneficiary examples. But the spouse does not have to take RMDs when it's converted to a spousal IRA.
Nice and complicated. Glad you're here.
That's simple.
Once you do inherit an IRA, how long you got to liquidate that sucker?
On a spousal IRA, there's no liquidation requirement. It just the liquid forced distributions will start once you reach 70 and a half. So you have to take, based upon the IRS actuarial table that they use to start taking distributions. If you're a non-spouse beneficiary, you have to start taking required minimum distributions year after death. And if you didn't, if you bypass the stretch IRA option, which basically is the default of inherited IRAs to take it over the lifetime, which means the required minimum distribution based upon your age. If you chose to start skipping those, you're basically falling under the five-year rule, which means you have to take all of the IRA out over the 5 years to avoid the penalties.
What do most people do with that money? Do they roll it into some sort of retirement vehicle of their own, or do they save?
They can't roll it into their IRA.
Well, that's the wrong word. Do they usually turn around and reinvest that somehow, or do they spend it? Or
well, they take distributions. In some case, they're using the money, which they can. In other case, they're taking the RMD and putting it into an after-tax account for the future.
See, because I see some of the people that when their parents finally pass away at age 80 or 90 or whatever the old age is, whatever money that they get, you know, that gets passed down to what are 60-year-old children, I see a lot of that turn into retirement funds. Like that,
you do see a lot go through the account in a short period of time. I think the number's like 70% go through it in 3 years. And that's one reason the IRS took the protection off of inherited IRA. So if you're holding an IRA, it's protected up to $1 million. Your IRA is from creditors and such. The only thing it's not protected from, and nothing's protected from this, is defaulting on child support. They can go in your account and get that money in that case. But your money's protected. But if it's an inherited IRA, non-spousal, you lose that protection because the history of inherited IRAs, most of them spend that money. They're not using it for their future retirement.
504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the staff and the board of directors of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, I want to wish you the most joyous and happy Christmas season. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society for the last 40 years has been dedicated to enriching our community through the beauty of the arts. We want to thank you for your support and look forward to serving you again in the new year. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society, Louisiana's cultural leader. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We were talking about funeral planning. Who's it going to fall on? Probably your children or your best friend of life, your spouse. And they're just not going to be in an emotional state to do that. And what we help with is what's called a funeral trust. It is something where you can put some money aside there, and then this firm, they are guided through there to make sure everything's paid properly, you're not taken advantage of. The funeral trust can also be used in several different ways. You know, that troubled son, he's always needing a little bit more help than others. This funeral trust could also have a little bit different purpose to where maybe he gets a little bit more money on the side and nobody has to know.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Want to come on over, come on over. I just want to hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Want to hear you say,
welcome back
over.
To Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. It's the live financial talk radio show that helps you with what happened last week, what's going on in your financial world, and how to get ready for tomorrow or next week. And on a daily basis, I run a financial firm. I am the CEO, founder of Gregory Ricks & Associates. We do financial planning, give financial advice, help you out with your financial situation, give you second opinions. One of the things you might want to be concerned about is how should I adjust to this new tax world, this new economy, this new GDP, which we've experienced over the past year. Are you participating in it? Are you worried that it's going to collapse? What we're also talking about is what is your risk tolerance? Have you thoroughly been through a case study of your situation, how you feel about it, and where are you on the financial path. If you would like to learn more about that and stress test your portfolio, call the office, 504-832-9200, or go to GregoryRicks.com. Now, back to the show. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. And if you'd like to participate in the show, what's that financial situation you're worried about? Could it be Social Security, mutual funds, oh, that lump sum retirement? I've got a bunch of people retiring here at the beginning of the year. I had a gentleman in the other day that he's basically going to work next week and giving them his notice that he is retiring at the end of the first quarter. How great is that? And he just came in for a review, and I talked to him about 90 days ago. Same discussion. Everything is good. It is time. And that's what the discussion, that's what I told him when we sat down on Thursday, is it is now time to move to the next phase in your life. He's kind of always kind of been worried about it. I said, your numbers are good. You're hardly going to task your assets. It is now time to move forward and not worry about it. So that's part of what we do during the daytime. If you want to talk to us on the show about scenarios like that or anything else, or maybe your financial goal or that big one, we think this year is the year for eliminating debt going forward. Call us 504-260-0995.
You know, early in my career, I worked at a teeny tiny station up in Oklahoma, and my boss was, he was a good guy. He's just a bit of a butthead. And so when I got a new job to go work on satellite radio, I really relished typing up my resignation letter and getting it just right and intentionally misspelling his first name just to needle him. And then, like, I just folded up perfect, and I was beaming when I was walking to his office to tell him I'm done. What's it got to be like for the retirement meeting where you get to go in and tell that guy, yeah, I'm not coming in tomorrow or the day after that or the day after that, or ever?
Most people that I work with, this, you know, sometimes retirement is forced upon them because they laid off.
Well, that's
or
less
the industry
fun.
Changes, you know, that's not the fun, because they're also in that mindset, yeah, I'm gonna find something else. But they don't quite find something else that they feel good about it. So then at some point it shifts to retirement, or you know, you're working for a firm that's going through the shrinking stages, mm-hmm. and knowing your number's probably coming up soon because 800 other people have already left.
And you're working.
So you're down to the last 400 or 200. So it's shrinking. But on the other case, just like that gentleman and others that I've talked to, I don't think it's a secret at the firm. You know, they've been around a while. They've talked about it. And if you're one of those appreciated employees, a lot of people are, is they're probably bringing up now, you know, I know you're probably thinking about retirement, and if you're going to head down that road, would you give us a heads up in advance? And he kind of did that over a year ago, was kind of had the conversation, and, well, we'd like you to stay longer and such as that. And that's a situation that I see a lot of times. And I had an attorney a while back. He said, you know, I've wanted to retire for the past 4 years. They just keep paying me more money, so I keep coming in. And then one day he came in and told me he had given notice of his retirement. He was going to officially do it. So at some point the money stops you from keeping on. In that case. But I think that's where it's comfortable, and you say, yeah, and you're giving them probably a few months out. Hey, you know, May 1st is my day, or June. And it works good that way.
I would still be skipping like a child, though, picking flowers and sniffing them on the side of the road. And the retirement day is something I'm looking forward to, because I'm an inherently lazy person. And I want to work as little as possible every day.
But so, you know, sometimes it's tough. Now, you're kind of like saying, yeah, my job causes me to work too much. I'm tired. I want to get away from it. So in some cases, it is where they are tired of going to work. They're really not wanting to do it anymore, but the firm needs them, or it's just trying to do that transition. It isn't necessarily as comfortable, but I've got a number of people retiring this year that's kind of in fact. The point is, and there's a banker I've talked to regularly, great income, great position in the company. They're just tired. It's just like it's a struggle to go to work every day. And knowing that there's an end in sight allows them to finish it because they want to stay on this period, get that bonus, and get into the position where they can apply for Medicare, get the health insurance squared away and such, and then they know their asset and income is going to be stable going into retirement. But it's that goal of being able to get to that point that keeps them going, because every day it's like, gosh, I got to go to work. And yeah, that's where you in that case would be excited to give that notice that, like, God, I'm so glad I'm out of here.
By the way, his first name was Douglas, and I put an extra S at the end of his first name, so it spelled something out. He goes, "You misspelled my name." I go,
"Did you not like that job?"
It was okay. He was a butthead.
He was a tough.
Like
boss.
He had a good heart. Like he helped people in the community, and he helped me out. But he gave everyone a hard time at all times. Like he just wasn't fun to be around.
Okay, that's what it was. He wasn't a.
No, he was
boss that you get along with. It's always some drama or something. Well,
and just when you think you're getting along with him, he makes up something, because God forbid if he's friends with anyone that he works with. it was the weirdest thing, Gregory. But I don't know. I feel like there will be something similar going on the retirement day. But for a lot of people, yeah, especially if you hate your job, do you have the people come in there like, I just can't work there anymore. You got to get me out of here. Here's my assets. How do I do this?
Yeah. That kind of heads down that road for what I was talking about, where it's like it's tough to go to work. And I remember a couple years ago getting in an argument in my office, and he comes in there, and all of a sudden he starts talking about retirement, what can he turn on his income, looking, and he's like just took a hard left turn all of a sudden and went off the grid, you know, that path to retirement. Mm-hmm. Where are you on that path? And they're on it, but he's wanting to take a hard left turn all of a sudden, and then like she's taken aback by it. And I kind of, in discussing, I said, this conversation's quite different than what we had last year and the year before. And that other year before is where we started working together. And then she's like taken aback, and they kind of get into it. And I kind of call a timeout. And I said, look, I can give you guys some time if you need to talk about this and go forward. And then they going at it again. And then I said, I tell you what, I'm going to call an end to this meeting today, because you obviously need some time to talk about this and work this out. And then we can sit back down together and discuss it when you're on the same page as about what you're wanting to do going forward. It's rare if I've done that. I think it's only happened twice in all the years, the decades that I've done this, have to call an end to a meeting because they're
that sounds
having
so
a
awkward.
Heated discussion. Yeah, well, it was awkward for me, and the only way I could solve it was to stop it at that point and, you know, go home and talk about it and let me know when you want to talk further about it.
Yeah, and people are so sensitive about money. I can see why some of these meetings go south. Now, if you're on the Facebook Live or you're on the Periscope, can you see that chart? Wayne said he could barely see it. We were just checking in with Bitcoin. It was at midnight, it was $14,500 for one Bitcoin. Now we're looking at $12,500. So it's lost right around the neighborhood of $2,000 since midnight. Let's refresh the chart here, see where we're at. And oh, it gained a little bit. Look at that. So it's now at $12,600.
Yeah, it's trying to work its way back up. It's still off $1,800 today.
That's pretty bad. But look, when I'm going through my old stack over here from the show we did last week, and this is talking about Bitcoin struggles to hold above 16,000. Yeah, we're way below that one now.
Yeah. Can it stay above 12.5 now?
Just keeping a slow eye on that one for you. All right, if you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you can call this Gregory guy across the table here. He's pretty good at the money stuff. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. We're going to give you some financial resolutions that you can do for this coming up year and see how we did compared to our resolutions last year. We have Jude Heath, our CPA, the Total Wealth Authority, calling in at noon to answer any and all tax reform questions. What deductions are left? How's this going to be calculated? It's all coming up. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Greg Rericks.
Do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
You know, the first thing people look at when I sit down with them in a closing and they go, I'm buying a house for $100,000. Oh my gosh, in 30 years, I'm going to pay back $272,412. Well, now we've got to help them understand that that's the beauty of the reverse. No more mortgage payment. It really doesn't matter what's going to happen with that interest.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
And I'm known for being able to help you out with any of your issues regarding your home, whether it be refinancing, purchasing, or getting out of that bad situation that somebody else told you was a good one.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative of Global Financial Private Capital. Summon the Total Wealth Authority, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to Winning It Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Anti-government protesters in Iran have gotten President Trump's attention.
11 p.m. last night, the president tweeted the following. Many reports of peaceful protests by Iranian citizens fed up with regime's corruption and its squandering of the nation's wealth to fund terrorism abroad. Iranian government should respect their people's rights, including right to express themselves. The world is watching. Now, that tweet by the president drew a sharp response from Iran's foreign ministry in a statement read out on state television, in part said, Iranian people give no credit to the deceitful and opportunist remarks of U.S. officials or Mr. Trump.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Californians looking forward to a 50-cent per hour increase in their minimum wage come Monday.
And just one extra dollar, it makes a difference.
It'll go up another 50 cents in July. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Tell me what you want to hear. Something that'll light
I think this song really fits our firm, the business that I'm in, and what we try to do for people. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. We do this every Saturday from 10 to 1. So this is kind of the starting of the second half of the total show, or the middle of the second hour. We also do this weeknights at 7. If you'd like a rundown of what's been going on that day, what changes have happened, and how's it going to affect your money going forward. And overall on this show, we talk about a lot of principles like RMDs, what to do with lump sum, just, you know, peers across the country are kind of amazed by what you and I do with this show, and this coming June, 6 months will be 8 years.
You mean other financial advisors?
Yes, other financial advisors are just kind of amazed that, you know, we do 8 hours of live radio every week, and they're like, "How do you prepare for that?" Here's the question: is how do we cover everything that we need to? Because we don't at times. We'll get a caller call in and ask a question. It's like, gosh, we hadn't covered that in a while. So, you know, there's topics that we don't cover much on is, you know, income generation from life insurance. You know, we've not ever talked about that very much. And we've been extensive on required minimum distributions all of a sudden because it's end of the year. And it shows how complicated it is. But then during the year, we don't necessarily talk about it that much. So it's just, you know, it's how do we get everything covered? And then I'm a master elite IRA advisor with the Ed Slott organization, and we do two conferences a year for training on all the changes to IRA rules, some of the regulation changes, IRS rulings that come up throughout the year, so that we're on top of our game regarding all of everything qualified money. And that I think at Binder was, it looked like three and a half inches thick that we go through, and then there's a test twice a year. I've got it, and I'm up to take that test for the end of the year to keep, you know, verify that my qualifications are strong going forward. But it's just like just that we could spend the whole year just covering those two conferences on the show, but we'd probably put you to sleep because sometimes I'm sitting through that and it's like, yeah, it's a little technical, a little boring, but it's what I do.
Some of that stuff's, you know, hard to spice up too.
Yeah, it is. But what we do really with it is we tell stories as they come up, or turn that into situations and tell a story, which makes it more personal and, yeah, a lot easier to listen to than kind of going through IRS code. Like, really, who wants to do that besides Jude Heath? And he's actually calling in on hour three, our noon hour today. We're going to talk a little bit about tax changes coming up and how that's going to affect you next year. But if you're looking to have some of this help on a daytime basis, you can call me at the office or one of my team of professionals, 504-832-9200. Go to GregoryRicks.com as well, or connect to us through the show app, which is the Winning at Life app that you can download. But we had a call from Joe to the office. I've already got, and when you call and leave a message, I get emailed about the conversation. So if you do want to go ahead and call the office, it is going to be answered. I'm emailed that, and that's really what happens. If you want to use the app to text us on the show, it turns into an email and is generated to us. But Joe called in, and his reason for calling was in regard to trading. He probably wants help, information on guiding on trading, or have us help him with that. And there's a lot of situations where do-it-selfers want some advice, and we'll give you some basic core advice there. But what you're going to find out, there's a lot more to this than, oh, I'm retired, I've got $100,000 in money or whatever that amount is, I'm going to self-manage it. Your problem is all the data, all the resources that you don't have that you do need, and how to sort through it and make decisions. And I think people can make buys, doesn't necessarily mean they made the buy at the right time. But then on the other hand is, when do you make that sell and get away from it? You know, some securities you might should only hold for a short period of time, and then others you might should hold for years because they just keep chugging along. And then how are you looking at growth buys versus growth and income buys? Or what if you're really conservative, saying, hey, I'm wanting some of this growth, but I also don't want the risk? And we've had people call, well, you know, I want this 20%, but I'm really conservative. I think I should be getting some of that, but I'm really conservative. And you know what? That doesn't quite jive. And part of the process is we go through a risk analysis program to see how you should be invested and what your tolerance are, what your feelings about that. And that helps us decide of how your overall assets should be diversified and what areas should be growth and income, what's conservative, what's no risk into the mix as well. Something we can't do on the radio, but we can kind of talk about those things fundamentally, but that's what you would come into the office for.
I'm interested in these classifications, growth and growth and income. I had to ask you about it a couple times before I finally nailed it, but it's kind of cool how you don't, not all stock is created equal, not all stock is treated equally. What's the difference in these two classifications you have, growth and growth and income?
Well, growth and income is probably a little bit more risk. You may not have as much intrinsic value, say a dividend paying from it. And what you're really making a selection is you're expecting that stock to grow. It's to move up. It's probably got, you're expecting more of a growth phase out of it, more growth out of it than a growth in income, which is probably a larger stable company that's now paying a dividend from the growth and income standpoint. But you're wanting something that is really still growing its marketplace, growing as a company, expanding, and should show more potential for income in the future. It doesn't mean that it's generating income. It could still be losing money. As an example, Amazon or a Netflix, you know, or Apple back in the day as well. So that's when you're making decisions of growth companies. So you got to expect a little bit more volatility. How does that affect your tolerance there, and how does that align with your goals? And I don't think everybody's suitable for a growth portion of portfolio. And I don't believe everything should be correlated to growth. It's just, should you have growth in your strategies as well? And then growth and income, we're looking for large companies that have stability, meet certain fundamentals, want to like the dividend that they're paying, and they're probably going to have more stability. But I look at growth and income is what we call it, is we're still expecting securities to grow. This isn't, well, I just only want to buy companies that are sideways paying a good dividend. You're never getting sideways. You may have get periods of sideways, but you know, is that growing or is it dialing back? And I definitely don't want a growth and income position that's kind of moving down over time. That's not where we want to go. I'd prefer sideways, up and down, but ending up sideways. But the preference would be growth, and the dividend adds intrinsic value and stability, should be less volatility in that.
In a year like 2017, where you see the market go up around 30%, ballpark at 30%, have we still seen the first person go from safety back to risk? Because, you know, that's a one-way revolving door. When people are at risk and they go total safe?
That's a yes. We've had people bring over money that they've kind of had set in the bank for a while or in a conservative area and wanted to move back to securities. And you can see this is kind of the overall trend that's been going for a few years, where people that were, you go back to right after the Great Recession, and for a while we're more focused on being conservative. I don't want to lose this money. You know, I don't want it going down. And their expectations on returns were lower, to where now they're moving in, and this is also kind of a sign of we're moving towards the end of the bull market, is you got all these conservative people wanting to move now, adding on risk. And what they may not understand, and what's what we have to help them by a risk assessment, do that analysis so they understand. It isn't just about moving where, oh, I'm going to get 20%. You may not get that. And when you look at the mix of everything, what you're wanting to create is the right balance and get more growth. But we got to find out what that tolerance and have that balance for the downside.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Consider purchasing a gift certificate to a JPAS performance. Give the gift of a beautiful, heartwarming experience in the theater, the arts, live theater, through the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Please do so by calling 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Roth IRA and 401k can avoid taxes altogether. Having paid tax on your deposits, you can enjoy tax-free growth for the remainder of not only your life, but also the lifetime of your heirs.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
When you are approaching retirement or thinking about it or meeting with me to, hey, are we on the right path? You've got to understand when you push that retirement button, you're talking about the next 20, 30 years plus, depending on when that is. But if you're early 60s retiring, late 50s, we're talking 30, 40 years. Your money is reaching its most important phase of your life, not the accumulation phase. It's the distribution phase. And we've got to make sure this money lasts from now on. It's about the return of your money, more so than the return on your money, because we don't want to expose it to much, if any, risk.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. You know, we run an ad for NOLA Motorsports Park. Is that what it's actually called? I just always call it the racetrack out in Avondale, Louisiana, a few minutes outside of New Orleans. And I went out there for a little track time yesterday. It was kind of cold, a little bit of water on the track, so it was kind of a cautionary period. But it was just kind of fun to get back up to speed. I hit 137 on the straightaway one of the times, but I really wasn't watching. I don't watch the gauges. Like, I've did some recording of some of the laps with my iPhone, and there's a app for that as well.
Dude, that app is so cool. It turns it into a video game. It has your speed in one corner, and it has where you're at on the lap in another corner, and it has some more information on the bottom.
The G-forces shows where you are on the track, and then you see the car, or you see out the windshield of the car doing that. So that's pretty cool. So I hadn't even had a chance to go back and look at that. I did enjoy it yesterday. A little bit chilly, but it'd be interesting to go back and see how the laps went. So, you know, a lot of fun if that's kind of your thing. To me, it's kind of a getaway where some people go do the golf course or go hunting. I like target practice, skeet shooting, but I'm just not into killing animals. I remember I was back probably 16 one day. A friend of mine in high school, Gary, he and I had went hunting, and that day I had said, this is my last day to ever do this for this reason. Go out shooting for other reasons, target practice and such as that. Not that, but I'm just kind of a car guy.
Yeah.
I'd just rather drive fast.
Sometimes I'm a loser compared to you. I don't like to go hunting because I don't want to wake up at 4 in the morning and then go sit in a wet little duck blind.
Oh, well, that was probably part of it. It was cold. It was wet. It was early.
Yeah.
And how is this fun?
Yeah, to get up at 2 in the morning to go sit in a 29-degree duck deer stand.
We can go target practice at noon, skeet shooting at 1, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it at 6 a.m.
And you don't have to be quiet. You just... hand me my bear. All that, yeah, that's much better. Here's the worst.
We're not going to climb up in some tree stand,
right,
and shiver for half the day.
But this is
or fall out and break a leg.
Because we're both from sort of middle of nowhere. And when you go out there and you wake up and it's just burning cold, like the air hurts your face, and you sit out there all day, and then finally a buck comes by, and it's only like a little 4-point buck, but damn it, there's nothing else, and you shoot and miss, and then you don't see anything else for the rest of the trip.
Or you wound it, and now you got to track it.
I've never done that. I've never had to go through that process.
I hadn't either, but I've got family and friends that kind of do the hunting thing, and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound too interesting. Yeah. Can we talk about cars or something?
What am I, Squanto now? I've got to go track down.
I'll do some skeet shooting. Have you ever done skeet shooting off the back of a ship?
Off the back of a ship? No. Okay. I've done skeet shooting. I love skeet shooting.
I love that. We'll have to get together and do that sometime.
Hey, I love shooting with a shotgun because you don't have to be that accurate. Right? Just general vicinity.
Close.
Huh? Like, man, Duck Hunt was way easier on the Nintendo. All right. Hey, so we did this at the beginning of the year, and we checked in the middle of the year to see how I was doing, and I was doing pretty bad. So let's go through our New Year's financial resolutions. And this was a list we actually culled down from a much longer list that Forbes provided. And Gregory absolutely rejected some of the suggestions here, which is fine. So we have the new addendum here. Number one, look, this could apply to 2018. This could apply to you, too. So just stick with me here. The number one New Year's resolution to build wealth is stick to a budget. I made a budget, and I did a pretty good job sticking to it. I had some unforeseen expenses pop up that totally wrecked my world a few times this year. But that wasn't it. My spending issues didn't come from me not sticking to a budget, Gregory. I actually did pretty good. Number two, balance your checkbook. I mean, that's kind of an anachronism at this point, but I only overdrafted maybe twice all year.
But it's so easy to do. I remember where you're having to keep the little book and write stuff down.
Oh,
and
I never
you gotta
did
stop
that.
And do that. I did.
No, I but, had it. I just didn't keep up with it because I'm a slob.
Well, that meant you kept enough money in it.
I did, right.
Well, I wouldn't be doing it daily or necessarily weekly. I'd have enough money that it goes. And I have enough money in it that I generally don't worry about that, but it's so easy nowadays to, because of the online systems with your bank as well, to keep that money. It's mostly you're checking in because it can be automated for you, or if you want to do your personal stuff through QuickBooks or business through QuickBooks, where it automatically, all that stuff just gets put in there for you. You're not having to go in and manually log it and, okay, oops, I'm a little short, I need to cover that. You know, you're knowing at all times. And that's what's great about today, to stay on top of where you're at financially.
It's a game changer for me. The next one is balance your credit card statement. I did great on that one this year, Gregory. Out of the three credit cards that had outstanding balances in the Parker household, we got rid of two of them. We're down to one, and it has about $5,000 on it. So I actually get an A on that one.
Awesome. So that is your goal, to keep it that way for next year, is to not have reoccurring?
My goal is, I don't know if I can get that $5,000 paid off. I don't know where an extra $5,000 is going to come from. But the goal is to pay it, not get bigger is not the number one goal. Not add anything to it.
Okay, that's a good starting point.
But I don't know if we're ready to focus and start paying that down. I've got to get my emergency fund built back up before I start, you know, plowing extra money into a credit card, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think the emergency money is core, because that's what gets you into the jam with the credit cards. And I was like, all of a sudden, gosh, I need $1,000 for this. I don't have it on hand. Where do you have it? Oh, my Visa can hold that, or my Amex, whatever it is. And that's where you get into this debt cycle. So I would say, yeah, let's build back up that emergency fund. Now, last hour, I kind of set you a new goal to get towards, but we need to, because you have that debt, I'd say get back to $5,000 on that emergency fund, and then go knock out that debt, then resume the build up to $10,000. So where you are not necessarily saying my emergency fund has to be at 10, you might move it up, say my emergency fund basis is say $6,000. So you've got some movement there to work with cash, where you spend some of it. Okay, now we build it back up, and you kind of keep achieving a new goal level for emergency fund. And what, you know, what would be ultimate? You're not done there, but what kind of, what's a core number to be at? $50,000. You're really in a great position when you get that much money put aside. But otherwise, for what most people have is none. So when you're working and able to get to that five and then work above it and kind of stay above it, you know you're on your ways to making sure that nothing wrecks you financially.
Yeah, and I like that 50,000 number too, because that's the difference between if you get into car trouble, well, let's get a new transmission, or let's get a new car. You know, but the next one, audit your subscriptions. Remember, we talked about this a couple times during the year, and this happened because in May, one of my side projects came to a close. And so I had a hit to my income, and I went through this process. Audit your subscriptions. I got rid of Audible, my audiobook service. I loved that, but I downloaded enough books before I canceled it that I'm still listening to it, but I don't have the monthly subscription. And I got rid of YouTube Red. And YouTube Red was really cool.
I never knew about that.
It's $4, and it takes all the videos off all your YouTube video watches. And that was so nice for the about year and a half I had it.
And it was $4 a month?
I think it got bummed up to $6 at some point. I think it was $4 when I started.
That was the straw, huh?
Well, and then they came up with YouTube TV, which I'm interested in. It's just not offered in our area yet. We'll have to talk about that on a future show. The next one, refinance your mortgage.
Well, let's go back to subscriptions, and that's something I've worked on this past year, mainly the past quarter, but we had events during the year, and one of them is this Sirius Radio.
The satellite guys?
Yeah, the satellite guys that pump through your cars.
Oh, you canceled that.
And it's real easy, and then because it gets you going and you get used to it, and then if you get rid of a car, it's like, did I get that turned off? And here's what I found out, and actually it was Stacy, and she would vent to me. Stacy's my wife, was handling this, and it was like, it's like getting wisdom teeth pulled to try to get them to turn that off. And then they're relentless on, okay, well, what if we give you the remainder of the year free and you just stay on the system? Why? They're keeping you tagging along so that they can hit you with the billing next year. And I remember overhearing her at one point saying, you don't understand. This is Winning at Life.
Yeah, we'll be back. Jude Heath's coming up to give you the breakdown on tax reform and how it affects your wallet
and
next.
And I'll pick up that rest of that story in a moment.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life. You know, you like to hear us talk about live financial talk radio every Saturday. That's right, live financial talk radio. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up in this hour, we're going to go through some changes to the tax law that could affect your wallet. You know, this just got signed into law, not yesterday, but last Friday. And it affects just about everybody in the country. And there's a few little tips and tricks in here that can be used for your benefit. And we have the perfect guy standing by to help us out with it. This is the CPA of the Total Wealth Authority, Jude Heath. Now, the Total Wealth Authority is just this group of professionals that's been assembled around Gregory Ricks to handle different aspects of your financial well-being. Gregory Ricks is the financial advisor. So if this is the Justice League, Gregory would be the Superman. I guess Jude would be Batman. No one wants to be Aquaman, so I'm probably Aquaman. But then, you know, there's also the mortgage guy. We got Dwayne Stein, and it's the whole team. Wes Blanchard's our estate planning attorney. So if you have one financial problem, doesn't matter what venue it's at, if we can't help you, we can at least point you to help. Anything to touch up here before we talk to Jude, Gregory? Or you want to get right into it?
Oh, I think we should get started with Jude.
All right, Jude Heath, CPA, Total Wealth Authority. And when we say he's the CPA of the Total Wealth Authority, we also mean he's the CPA for me. And he's the CPA for Gregory Ricks. And I'm a big fan of this guy because he got me $6,000 back 2 years in a row. So welcome back to the show, Jude Heath. Sorry to interrupt you again on a Saturday, but it is this important. And what does it feel like for once in your life, the accountant is the cool kid in the room?
I tell you, morning, guys, it's just been all week a tax fair. You know, we feel like Templeton the rat after the smorgasbord in Charlotte's Web. We've been tax drunk all week, helping clients save money on taxes, apply, you know, what's been voted on and passed, that the things that they can take advantage of this year, and then looking at an eye towards 2018. And we're going to obviously continue that, you know, through 2018 as we prepare folks' 2017 tax files.
I saw, before we get into nitty-gritty, I saw an article where this guy who is an accountant by trade, he wrote a little opinion piece saying, I was the coolest guy at the Christmas vacation, because at the family gathering, everyone had him cornered. And when one person was done with him, the next person would come up and just start ripping off questions. All right, where's the new mortgage thing? Or what's my new – the personal exemptions went away? Or what's the new standard deduction? Is that what it was like when you were hanging out with family over Christmas? Were you just getting slaughtered with tax questions?
Yeah, every event that we went to, you know, we were – the topic of conversation in the middle of the circle, and oddly, we've been invited to more New Year's parties this year than ever before.
Oh, man, that doesn't sound completely altruistic, does it? Jude, you sent out a great email as soon as the tax bill got passed. You stayed up late one night and digested it, and you kind of broke it down into some bullet points and things we needed to know, but you separated this first section out that you thought, look, this is immediately important because there's a time limit on it, and you labeled it 6 tax savings ideas to consider before year's end. And hey, dude listening, is your CPA sending you emails about what you need to know about the tax reform? Because if he's not, you may have the wrong guy. So I just want to run through these 6 things real quick, because I think the time might have passed for a couple of these since the market's not open, but since tomorrow is technically the end of the year, let's see how this works out. Number one, pay your 2018 property taxes early. And you know, that's for people who will have more than 10 grand in state and local taxes. Is that still possible to do?
It is, but of course, you know, the banks are closed now, and the IRS, as soon as And the reason why it's important that the banks are closed is because so many folks escrow their property taxes in their mortgage payment. So we had clients that were calling their banks, even out-of-town banks. I had a client yesterday that was able to get Wells Fargo to overnight a tax check to the city of New Orleans out of their escrow account so that they could get the deduction this year. But there's still some things to do.
Jude, on that, but part of that is the city of New Orleans would have had to generate a tax bill for that fee this year. Isn't that a gray area? If there was not a tax bill, you could pay them, but if there was no tax bill generated by the city, yeah, you're paying in advance, but you don't have the bill.
Gregory, this is one of those gray areas that you need to take advantage of. And maybe we should have talked during the week, but the specific IRS ruling says that the taxes need to be assessed. It does not say that you need to get a tax bill. If you go to NOLAassessor.com, those taxes have been assessed. You can pay them right now, either online, pay a check. There's only 2 jurisdictions in the listening area that I know of that have 131.18 tax deadline, which is really the critical component for taxes that are due on 12/31/17. They've already been paid. Yes, you're right. The 12/31/18 taxes have not been assessed. The IRS came out with a rule. You cannot prepay those that have not been assessed. But
okay, so it was right. It was right. I asked that question because that is a clear point. You can't just pay it. It has to have a basis for paying it to get that deduction.
Right. And so the thing to do is to go to the assessor's website, look up your parcel or lot, get the taxes that were assessed, and either some of them have a pay online, which NOLA assessor, if you pay by credit card, you get charged a credit card fee. If you pay with an e-check, they waive that fee, so you don't pay anything by paying with an e-check. And again, we're talking about folks that consistently pay more in combined state income tax or property tax of more than $10,000, because those are the folks that are going to lose over $10,000 in the new law. And so we had people, you know, looking at calculations, seeing, you know, whether it made sense for them. We caught one guy yesterday on his boat, and he just said, hey, I'm going to have to forego this because I'm on my boat. I can't pay my taxes from here. So, you know, but all those conversations were integral in each individual situation to help clients decide, hey, in some cases, you know, if you're in the top tax bracket, you know, you got a significant property tax, say $15,000. I mean, you're looking at a $5,000 savings. You just made $5,000, you know, on your $15,000. So, like I told my clients during the week, you know, you don't make that kind of return on your investment. So it makes good sense to go on ahead and prepay that.
If, all right, the next one.
There's only 2 jurisdictions that I know of, New Orleans and the state of Mississippi. I found out late yesterday, guy had right. A piece of investment property in Pass Christiane. He looked it up on the website, 131.18. I said, you know, dude, pay it.
All right, we got to take a little break here. Jude Heath's on the line. He's our CPA breaking down the tax reform. We're going to ask him why you might want to make an extra mortgage payment before the end of the weekend or give more to charity. If you have a question, especially about taxes, this is the guy to answer it. 504-260-0995. Find out how the tax reform affects your wallet. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the staff and the board of directors of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, I want to wish you the most joyous and happy Christmas season. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society for the last 40 years has been dedicated to enriching our community through the beauty of the arts. We want to thank you for your support and look forward to serving you again in the new year. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society, Louisiana's cultural leader. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We were talking about funeral planning. Who's it going to follow? Probably your children or your best friend of life, your spouse. And they're just not going to be in an emotional state to do that. And what we help with is what's called a funeral trust. It is something where you can put some money aside there, and then this firm, they are guided through there to make sure everything's paid properly, you're not taken advantage of. This funeral trust can also be used in several different ways. You know, that troubled son, he's always needing a little bit more help than the others. This funeral trust could also have a little bit different purpose to where maybe he gets a little bit more money on the side and nobody has to know.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome back, Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. We also know it as Live Financial Talk Radio. We do this every Saturday. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We have also on the phone with us, going for a few more minutes, is Jude Heath, a member of the Total Wealth Authority. We're kind of talking about the tax changes going forward. I'm not sure what you have on your list here, but Jude, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. One of the things that was talked about, and did this get passed along in the new tax law, is the first in, first out regarding selling of stocks.
That was excluded from the law, right?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, that was excluded from the law. That wasn't included in the final bill.
Okay, so I know, because we weren't happy about that, all of a sudden having to sell the stock with the most profit in it. So that was excluded. So that's a good thing. I was just wondering about that and your take on it.
Yeah, so presumably the financial lobby decided that they put a little more effort into it. That would have been bad for a lot of folks. We still need specific identification. Taxpayers need the ability to pick and choose which issues they're selling in any given year to take advantage of either tax gains in a good year or tax losses in a bad year.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad it was left out.
All right, Jude, if I find out a way to do it, you know, maybe it's online or through an app, should I make an extra mortgage payment? Could that be helpful?
An extra mortgage payment would be helpful. It's not going to be helpful from the standpoint of 1231-17 versus 18 taxes. You'd get that one way or the other. But it, in 2018, you do have a much higher standard deduction. So presumably some of those folks that have low interest rates, you know, the mortgage payment would become deductible in 2017 versus maybe not needing the standard deduction in 2018. And you would probably fall into that category.
What about charitable giving? What, is there any incentive
charitable
to do that now?
It's going to be one of those things that as this new law is under administration, you know, it's being worked. It's going to be one of those things that that's going to, people are going to make decisions on whether to give charities to whether they can deduct it. And with the new higher standard deductions and the removal of personal exemptions, some folks are going to decide, you know, not to give charity in 2018 to as great of a degree. And so, yeah, 2017, yeah, it's still there. We still have the lower standard deduction amounts for those that are inclined to support certain charities before the end of the year. It's a great time to give.
Just a reminder, if you want to get this whole list, we have it all broken down into bullet points from Jude. It's at GregoryRicks.com. Go into the blog section and see all these tax reform changes and how they affect you. Defer or accelerate income is another bullet point in your report here. If you can hold off receiving some income until 2018, that could help.
Yes, but also we saw it in a different way with the new tax law. We saw some folks with the new pass-through deduction that's coming from the entities. Some folks chose to accelerate income into 2018. So, you know, in other words, deferring income in 17 with the higher rates and accelerating income into 18. And so it's, you know, it's each individual and needs to be looked at on an individualistic basis as to whether it helps them. But we did have clients, you know, not sending out bills for the last, you know, couple weeks of December, you know, those sorts of things. And these are cash basis clients, obviously.
Pay some expiring personal deduction expenses for 2018 and 2017. So I have another 48 hours or really 36 hours to pull this one off. So
that was the sort of attack on the miscellaneous itemized 2% floor deductions. Those are going away in 2018. And so any job expenses, you know, dues, things that would fall in there, newspaper subscriptions, that sort of thing. Yeah, if you can prepay those, you'll get your deduction. If you itemize in that regard, if you meet the 2% floor, then you would get those in 17, whereas in 18, those are going away.
Wait, wasn't that a real complicated thing? You said 2% floor. Can you explain that again?
So miscellaneous itemized deductions, you take 2% of your gross income. They call it AGI in tax talk, which is the bottom line on your 1040, the first page of your 1040. Multiply that times 2%. Let's just say it's 100,000. 2% of 100,000 is 2,000. The first 2,000 of your miscellaneous itemized deductions, you can't deduct. So anything over that, you would be able to deduct in 17, but not in 18, because in 18, those are going away.
Gregory, can you believe how complicated this tax stuff is? You would almost think they did it on purpose.
Well, it seems that maybe some things were simplified and then some things were complicated more so by the changes.
All right. The standard deduction is the big one that affects so many people here. And it goes up to $12,000 for single filers, $18,000 for heads of household, and $24,000 for joint filers. That might make you a little less popular, Jude, because you'll have more people taking the standard deduction.
Well, we had, you know, we have calculators that we're running 2018 changes on 2016 tax returns filed, which is the most recent that we have. And unless somebody had some changes that they wanted to put in from 17 known income or deduction changes. But what we found was, you know, some folks, you know, sour grapes, they're angry at the tax law. You know, just like there's no crying in baseball, you know, there's no crying in tax law. Just vote with your wallet, you know, get to your congressman. There's going to be tax laws that are passed that are good or bad for the populace. You just have to take advantage of what's in the law. And it, excuse me, it might wind up hurting some folks that have, you know, lots of children. In the end, I think it was a great law. I think just alone the repatriation of the income that's offshore is going to help the economy tremendously. But again, if, you know, people getting angry at their accountant, we'll be happy to listen, feel it out. But all we can do is take advantage of the laws that's written.
Do you have a feeling that the exemption on the AMT, the alternative minimum tax, being raised, is that going to affect a whole lot of people out there?
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely help. There were, that hasn't been raised since it was instituted, and obviously we've had a lot of inflation since then, and so it was way past time. So, yeah, folks that maybe shouldn't have been in AMT, you know, they were in AMT for years. If that was enacted, supposed to be, you know, an attack on the fat cats not paying their fair share of taxes, there were a lot of folks that did not fall under that definition that were paying AMT. And so, yeah, it's a breath of relief for those, you know, middle-income earners that fell into AMT and taking lots of itemized deductions. So another thing that's going to fall into place is with the higher standard deduction, folks are, you know, going to be itemizing less. So that's where, when you talk about the simplification, for those that, you know, don't itemize a lot, it's basically just a flat tax on gross income. Yeah, those folks, they don't need to have any complicated scenarios run on their tax return. It's basically just, here's my income, here's my standard deduction, here's my tax payment.
I need you to explain something, another line you have under the business section in your report on the tax changes here. It says the eligibility to use the cash basis method of accounting for tax purposes is expanded. What does that mean?
Well, prior to the enactment of this law, when entities got over a series of years, got to be too large in revenue, the IRS forced those entities to convert to accrual. Now, you know, in some cases, that was a good thing, such as percentage of completion for contractors. But in other cases, you know, it hurt taxpayers. And so, you know, most folks want to pay taxes on money they receive, not money that they bill.
All right, you got 30 seconds to let the guy listening to know one last thing he absolutely has to know before you get off the phone about the tax reform.
Well, the main thing that we came across at the beginning of the week was, you know, the IRS enacted this special rule that you couldn't pay 2018 taxes, 2018 state income taxes as a deduction in 2017. And so what we had our clients with calculations from us do in some cases was make a final fourth quarter state estimated income tax payment that basically included all of their 2018 taxes, presumably would have a refund carry forward, subject to, you know, alternative minimum tax. We'd need to look at that for our clients as well if they were in there, but for 2017, but roll that refund forward and pay for 2018 taxes for state, and that allowed them to get the deduction if they were going to be consistently over the new $10,000 floor on state income taxes and property taxes.
All right. Thank you very much, Jude Heath. He's a CPA of the Total Wealth Authority, part of the team we've assembled to handle all aspects of your financial well-being. If you have any comments or questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
worry about money. James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I have a first mortgage. I have an $81,000 line of credit. What would you suggest for me to do?
We'll talk and I'll walk you through everything and show you what your options are and really make you feel comfortable and let you hold on to that retirement, Miss Nancy. I don't want you to be using up all your money to live in a free and clear house. Then you're strapped. You're poor. You're eating ramen noodles. I want you to live in your house and be able to eat steak.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein. This Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
On business travel, make sure to keep a diary of your appointments for the business travel. That ensures your deduction if the IRS were to come in.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative of Global Financial Private Capital. Summon the Total Wealth Authority, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thanks for listening to Winning It Live. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I want bourbon, I want scotch, I want beer. I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime. A pounding on is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time. These speakers on.
Happy Saturday. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. If you'd like to participate in the show, I have a phone number for you, 504-260-0995. Another way to participate in the show is download the Winning at Life app. Just go to your app store and type in Winning at Life. If you can't remember that, which I'm sure you will, the other is Gregory Ricks. Type that in. That'll take you to the Winning at Life app. You can text, email the show, call the show. Makes it simple through there. If you're wanting to communicate me during business week, and why would you? Well, I run a financial firm, Gregory Ricks and Associates. We give second opinion, stress test, advice, financial advice of all sorts, and we manage money as well. So utilize the Winning at Life app. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, and James Parker. So hey, what do you have on the plate? One thing I was noticing, and we've talked about this from time to time over the years we've been doing this Winning at Life show, which about 6 months from now will be 8 years.
Yeah,
doing the show.
A little less than that, actually. 5 months.
Okay. Well, yeah. Sooner the better.
Who's counting?
It's like teenagers. Well, we're going on 8.
Yeah.
You know, we're going on 13.
14 and
I'm
a half.
12, but I'm going on 13. that case. You know, where you've, you know, where we've kind of done the bits where you're the Nigerian prince.
Yes.
Looking for money. Well, guess what? They found one of those guys. Michael New, 67, of Slidell, faces 269 counts of wire fraud and money laundering following an 18-month investigation. Police say New took part in hundreds of financial transactions involving phone and online scams to con money from people across the U.S. And those scams, supposed Nigerian prince asked for personal information so that they can access your banking account. This gentleman, you know, police in Slidell say they finally caught up with one of the people behind some of these emails. Who knew? We had a Nigerian prince in Slidell. Well, he's not really Nigerian.
Yeah.
Doesn't look it in any form or fashion. If I could say, he looks like an old white guy.
Yeah, I was always suspicious if they really were in Nigeria. I didn't think they'd be next door in Slidell, number one. And number two, he doesn't look Nigerian, Gregory. You know,
nowhere near it.
They must be recessive genes. So what do we do now? Do we just throw him under the bus? Or what's the prison time for something like that? We've got to find an appropriate punishment for this guy.
Well, he should be made an example of, so those other Nigerian princes will stop what they're doing.
So since you love being a Nigerian prince so much, maybe you'll get jail time. You'll get 2 years in jail in Nigeria.
That would be appropriate. Send him and jail him over there. Let's see how that works for you.
See, we just had to put a little thought into it, Gregory. Problem solved. Next problem. 504-260-0995. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Scott down on the coast. Scott, you're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
I appreciate you taking my call, and I like you, am a car aficionado. I like fast cars. I try to steal them when I buy them, but I know that usually with any type of car, that it's usually a losing proposition unless you can really be real savvy as far as knowing what you're doing. I'm not talking about a dealer or anything like that. I'm talking about someone that does this for a hobby. It sounds like if you're on NOLA, then you're on a high-end car, whether it be a Porsche or a Dodge Viper or something like that. But what type of cars, maybe as far as an investment, that maybe you can look at driving it and not real for maybe 2 or 3 years, not putting a million miles on it or anything like that, but maybe you could reasonably get most of your money back? Are there any suggestions or any thoughts from that end? Because that's, like I say, if you want to call it a vice, but it's a true hobby that I love and enjoy. It's fast cars.
Yeah. As I've said, I enjoy cars like you as well. If you're buying the newer models, for the most part, you know, like that, the Dodge Demon and Vette or recent Camaro, yeah, you're going to suffer depreciation. If you're buying recent models, you've got to pick probably a foreign maker that has very low production, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to have depreciation. So now then you've got to go back in time to older models that have low production. There's not many of those that are made that you could buy and then have, and hopefully have them hold their value or move up in value. And you've got to go probably far back as 60s, early 70s on muscle cars to do that. But that doesn't guarantee you as well. The market changes, and there was a time where the Dodge, with the big Hemi engines, you know, we saw some of those in the Challengers and such that would at one time was going for like $1 million, and their market value now is about half of that. You know, have you seen the show Chasing Classic Cars with Wayne Carini?
Yeah.
And this is a guy, this is all he deals in is old stuff. And then you'll see him go to auction, and he's got some financial commitments there. And there's times where he makes him some money And there's times, and I think it's quite even, that he loses himself some money as far as what they show on TV. So there's some wins and there's some losses. And it's just like any investment that you do, you kind of need to know something about it, and you are taking some risk. But I'd go back to one of the rules we have on real estate. Where is the profit made on real estate? It is at the buy. Even if you're doing a flip, you've got to buy that right to make sure you get it. So you can't just go do any deal. So I would suggest on a car is you need to be knowledgeable about what you're doing and that type of car you're wanting to buy. And you got to make sure you get a good buy. And that doesn't guarantee it, but it gives you a better chance.
Well, you've told us stories about some of these. You said the limited production is key. We're like Porsche will intentionally make far fewer cars than are demanded. And so if you can even get on the waiting list for one of these, you'll make your money back.
Yeah, like certain models, like one was the Cayman GT4, which really holds its value. The upcoming 2018 GT3 is a ridiculously hard car to acquire. The, what was it, the 911R. Was one of those that aftermarket were selling for ridiculous prices above sticker because it's just very, very difficult to get.
But other than that, you got to go classic, basically.
You got to go classic. Yeah. You've got to go back and look for limited production, big engine.
Here's a different angle on that. You take, for example, the Dodge Viper, American car. I think this was the last year of production here. And it looks like those are probably going to be going up. And some of I'm, you know, trust me, you're a little bit more on the lines of European exotics, but I think from some of the American muscle cars, I guess that you can buy today, maybe the new CL1 Camaros and stuff like that. I guess if you buy them right, you get a whole bunch of cars, but there's certainly a lot of activity in those markets.
Yeah, there is. But once again, I go back to most of the time when it's newer models, even if it's the last, like the Viper, supposedly the last, and then all of a sudden in 2 years they could build it again. And that's what you're dealing with. I still think there's going to be some pullback before it moves up in price. And, you know, one thing we see is just, yeah, it's awesome car and all. And you for what you're getting, you go to Europe, you're going to pay three or four times more. But it's still an American car. And even Ferrari and those models, and they're very expensive, $250,000 and up new, they do have a pullback in price. But we don't know where that's like a stock dropping. And all of a sudden, where does demand come in for it and start pushing the price back up? It's just if you put some money there, you may be holding it a while and you may lose some. So once again, even with car investing, you've got to be careful and know your stuff. And once again, it's at the buy and it's a matter of timing. You know, in the car dealer business, they always say there's a warm butt for every seat, but it still needs to be the right butt wanting to get in that seat.
It's, and you know, from what we're talking about too, the higher up you go, the audiences are certainly a lot more limited.
Exactly.
So if you're looking at trying to, you got it for 2 years, and I'm sitting on this $70,000 or $80,000 in per se investment. All of a sudden, it's not looking so hot.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, we got to run. That was a great call.
Good.
Thanks for the call.
We hadn't been asked about that in like 4 years. Generally speaking, cars are a horrible investment, right? Can we just nod generally in that direction?
Yeah, for the most part.
Right. All right. If you got a question, 504-260-0995, or you can just download the Winning It Life app, and it's a one-touch away. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the staff and the board of directors of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, I want to wish you the most joyous and happy Christmas season. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society for the last 40 years has been dedicated to enriching our community through the beauty of the arts. We want to thank you for your support and look forward to serving you again in the new year. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society, Louisiana's cultural leader. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're dealing with somebody that just only handles fixed index annuities, you're probably dealing with a salesman and that's all you're going to get. Or if you go to the stock and mutual fund guy, you're probably dealing with another version of a salesman. You need a fiduciary.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'd like to have balance. What's in the company plan? I'm a fan of Roth. Also, I like after-tax dollars. What that does is give you a lot of flexibility. So if you're taking income from all three of those sources at retirement, you're taking tax-free income into the mix because when you take a distribution from your Roth, it is not going to show up on the 1040. And, of course, after-tax dollars, you can really be creative in that and making look like some of your distributions are principal so you're not being taxed. So it gives us an awesome mix. I've got a client, $4,200 a month in income. Off that $4,200 a month, her tax bill for the year was about $1,000.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
We're gonna live, we're gonna live.
Welcome back, Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. If you'd like to participate in the show, it's real easy. 504-260-0995. I'll do it again. 504-260-0995. Or utilize the Winning at Life app. It'll allow you to text, email, call the show just by pressing your finger on the screen.
Yeah, and that app will lead you right to our various social media branches. So if you want to watch us, we're streaming on both Periscope and Facebook Live. And we have some new lighting in here. And it's not the lighting, really. We really are this handsome. So you might want to come check it out on the video feed as well. How you doing? You want to go back to the phones here, Gregory?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to walk over to you were just talking about Alabama on the break there. Sean in Mobile. You're going to be next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Sean?
Yes, sir. I kind of caught the tail end of y'all talking about the new tax plan a few minutes ago. Did I understand that you're going to lose I'm a construction worker. So I claim rent outside of my home because I stay out of state a lot, and I count tools, workwear. So I'm going to have about probably $10,000 in rent that I usually claim. Do I not get to claim that anymore?
I think you still do. It's you're there for work purposes, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% like Jude would be were he on the phone.
Yes, but
let's see here. I have a list of things that are going away. A personal exemption is going away. Home equity loan interest, moving expenses. Yeah, this doesn't count as moving expenses.
No, sir. This is work expenses.
Okay, here it is. Job expenses. Oh, crud. It's small type, so I have to put on my old man glasses. Sean, this is what you did to me.
What page is that on?
It's on this USA Today article on the second page. Money you spent on certain job costs, such as license, regulatory fees, medical tests, unreimbursed continuing education was available as an itemized deduction. with the 2% rule. Now you won't be able to deduct those costs anymore. So if that's it, it sounds like you're still good to go, bud.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Like I said, I caught the tail end of y'all talking with the tax guy a little bit ago, and it was heard about the $2,000 floor. I'm like, shoot, I'm going to have way more than that. Hold on a minute.
Well, yeah.
Are you self-employed?
No, sir. I work construction for different contractors. I build power plants. I work all over the country.
Cool. Yeah, here's one of the things that affect you, though, is your standard deduction is doubling. So it depends on how much your expenses are, whether you itemize. So it ramps up that you've got to itemize a pretty good bit to get ahead of that standard deduction. So if you're married between you and your wife, that's $24,000.
Yes, sir.
Of standard deduction there. So you may or may not be itemizing it.
Yeah, and Sean, we have a full rundown with our CPA's notes on the tax reform. If you go to GregoryRicks.com under the blog section, I think I put it up on either the 27th or 28th. I put it up this week, so it's pretty recent.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
There's just going to be a lot more information coming out on that, you know, was quite extensive bill. So as the coming weeks, all these little details will be out.
Yeah, you may want to continue listening to the show. Wayne, we're going to go over to Covington, Louisiana. Wayne, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was just calling because I'm curious about investing in some of these cryptocurrencies, specifically Bitcoin. I've tried to do some research on the internet, and it seems like there's so much positive and negative, I'm not sure what to think of it. Just calling to see what your opinion was.
Well, I can give you my opinion. I'd stay away from it. If you had bought it yesterday, you would be down 12%. If you had bought it a few weeks ago, Bitcoin that is, you'd be off about
almost
$7,500.
Yeah, almost 40%
in value. Last week on the show, I think it was selling around 16,000 to 18,000 was the movement. So once again, you'd be off quite a bit in that point. And that's where James was even asking me this morning, well, do you think this is a pullback for a buying opportunity? And just looking at today's chart and looking at the 1 year chart, this thing is, if you're looking at it from a technical standpoint, it's giving you lower lows and lower highs, basically showing that support for it keeps reducing and the resistance is moving to lower levels that it can't push through and get to that previous higher high. So you're before buying it, I think it needs more track record of in this world where it's now in bear market territory as far as Bitcoin, Kev. This is a major, major correction, and this all coincides where now you've got the futures market where options can be bought on that, the ETF, Goldman Sachs has gotten involved. So Wall Street, in a sense, has gotten involved, and all of a sudden, this thing's changed, and it looks like a lot of profit-taking and less buyer support.
Wayne, did you ever see Wolf of Wall Street?
Do you think it has peaked?
That I can't say is that I just would not get involved. And we've covered this since May of 2013 is how long we've been covering this on the show. I've never been a buyer. I'm not a buyer now. For me to be a buyer, it's got to change direction and shows that it has support and that it can break upper resistance, meaning move back up. It could well go a lot higher, but this, you know, it goes like Tulip Mania, one of the first recorded financial bubbles. This is following the same trait that we gave the title of this a couple months ago, Bitcoin Mania. It's not just Bitcoin, it's Bitcoin Mania, because everybody, every day, this is all they're talking about it. Even those that know nothing about it won't in.
Yeah,
that would be me.
Yeah, so Jordan Belfort was the guy from The Wolf of Wall Street. That's who Leonardo DiCaprio was playing. He was on Fox Business, and we've played this on the show before. Just check out this little clip from him. This spells it out pretty good, too.
This idea of scarcity with Bitcoin is completely false, because what happens when you have something like cryptocurrencies, they all trade in one giant basket. So while there might be only 21 million Bitcoin. Every time they create a new cryptocurrency, there's more cryptocurrency on the market. There's no limit to the amount of cryptocurrency. It's getting bigger every single day. There is no scarcity. There's no value. It's a bubble. And I promise you, and you're right, it could go to 50,000. It could go to 100,000. But I'm certain that at the end of the day, it will end up close to zero. That's the bottom line.
There you go.
Yeah, in November, Warren Buffett basically said he sees it as a bubble as well. And, you know, so we can just go name after name of those that are authorities in the financial world are not on board.
That help, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your time, gentlemen. Enjoy your evening.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks, yeah.
Thanks even more for calling.
And if you want to put money in it, be prepared for the value to go down. You could, you know, hey, this could go the other way. I'm not interested in it. I wouldn't advise it for clients or put clients' money that direction. I personally have no interest because of why. And I was saying this back at, when James hypothetically back in 2013 bought in for $136 a coin. And then it wasn't that long later, it was at 600. And then we saw it reach 20,000. And I've been not a fan of it. And one of the reasons is, okay, yeah, you could have said, what, 20,000? It's going to go to 100,000. And I've kind of stated, hey, it could go to 100,000. But it also can go to 12,000, which it has done. And that's why I'm not, it just, where is its value? What is causing this? What's the underlying value? How much the dude that created this Bitcoin with blockchain technology, how many coins did he set aside for himself when he started?
We
if
don't
I started
know.
A
yeah.
chain, would you set aside some for you, Jay?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So we don't know how much the actual creator and early creators of this control, and all of a sudden they start selling. There's not going to be enough buyers on the other side. And what guarantee? This is what makes Wall Street work for the most part, is how does Wall Street work? Well, there's sellers and there's always buyers on the other side. Well, how do I know there's buyers? Well, one thing is check to see how much volume is being traded to make sure that there's buyers on the other side. That's one thing to look at if you're involved in Wall Street. How much is being traded?
I think this is a good time to point out one of my predictions, one of my forecasts for 2018 is we will learn of the first politician that was bribed with Bitcoin.
That might be a little complicated.
And I'm also keeping an eye on this report from Zero Hedge back in 2015, where a cadre of PhD economists said the next recession is going to happen in 2018. And so the guy from Zero Hedge said, well, there's a 0% chance we're going to have a recession in 2018 because all the PhD economists agree that it's going to happen. How silly does this look now?
It looks pretty silly. I kind of find that really hard to take in. I am your host of Winning at Life. Just want to remind you, I have a daytime job. I'm CEO of financial firm Gregory Ricks & Associates. If you'd like risk analysis, stress testing, financial guidance, give me a call at the office, 504-832-9200.
Your home away from the show is winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Get that app. You can listen to us anytime, streaming live or on podcast, and it connects you to all our partners and all kinds of good stuff. Go download it. We'll do this again. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Have a good weekend.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.